Blog Talk Radio.
I started out to win this race, to serve the Lord and to look up on His face. But the wait's been long and the wait's been rough. But there's one thing for sure, I've got my mind made up. He'll make you sick in body, even try to take your life. But put your trust in Jesus and say, Lord, I've had enough. The Lord will say, move on, Satan, he's got his mind made up. I've got my foot on the rock and my mind's made up. Though I walk through the lonely valley, though I drink from the bitter cup, when the devil comes a knock.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Is your mind made up? Welcome to this special moment. This is your servant, Apostle Victor Ebersong, sitting in for Evangelist Lloyd and Betty Yearwood. It's a thrilling moment to come live from this side of town in Brockton in Massachusetts. Coming to you live. This is the way technology is doing it. And like the song says, you set your foot up on the rock. That means your mind is made up. I want to know that your mind is made up today. Those of you who want to call in, the call-in number is 347-308-8524. Again, this is Apostle Victor Ebersong of Owl Celebration Talk Show, a host that comes on every Wednesdays at 11 o'clock or so. So before we close, I'll give you details also. It's a pleasure to fill in for this great man of God. I'm hoping to do a good job with your help to be able to fill into his shoes, and we've been doing a wonderful job. Well, tonight, I'm going to talk about a question to each one of us. I think the previous shows discussed about salvation and the importance of it. And I want to ask you a question. How significant is salvation to you? How significant is salvation to you? Do you take it lightly or do you take it seriously? I would, from this day on, for you and I to take it so seriously, because it was a serious deal that caused God to just throw away his son for a short period of time. He threw him away. He just backed away from him. He just let him take on the penury and the suffering that you and I call to ourselves. Some of you are going through some things right now. You just call that to yourself. Adam was supposed to sit tight and enjoy the bounty, the benefit, the goodies. Because when God created the entire world, he stepped aside and looked at it and said, wow. And then added to Adam another wow. Two wows. The first one was, he stepped aside and said, wow, this is good. This is for my son Adam and his sons and great, 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 great grandsons and daughters. Then the second one was, he let Adam go to sleep and pulled out part of him and put together another Adam. This one, he said, wow, man. Wow, man, that's wonderful. So a woman and a man make up the man. But today, I'm asking the question, how significant is salvation? I'm going to take us to two sections of the Word of God. And the first segment is from the book of Revelation chapter 12, verses 7 to about 12. And I'm going to read for us. You see, if there are no crises, there's no salvation. No crises, no salvation. You see, crises take us to Christ. You listening to me right now? Crises leads us to Christ. The Bible says all things work together for good to them that love the Lord. Those who don't love the Lord, everything is bad, bad, bad. The economy is bad. Everything is bad. The weather is bad. But those who love the Lord will see an opportunity to grow. Use this seeming recession to grow. I'm saying this to the body of Christ. And to you listening to me right now, you don't know Jesus. Use this period to grow. All right, let me read it. And there was war in heaven. Some people say it's war, so salvation is needed. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. And the dragon fought and his angels and prevailed not, neither was their place found anymore in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, and that old serpent, you see, that came to the Garden of Eden, cast out, it was looking for a place and found one. I hope somebody else in another side of the country will not cast out that great serpent, and then you on the other side of town, not being on guard, the Bible says, be vigilant, be sober. The devil, your adversary, is roaming around with a sound like a lion, but he's not a lion, because I know one lion. He's called the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. He gives you salvation on demand. Salvation on demand. Hallelujah. So don't let me see. That's why every believer should be armed and dangerous. Armed with salvation and armed with what gives you salvation. And that's the Word of God. Some of you did not read it today. Shame unto us. Read it in the morning. Read it in the noontime. Read it in the nighttime. If I ask you, how many of you ate today? You probably will tell me you ate morning, noon, and night. And in between those times, you did not miss a beat. Why would you and I miss a beat as salvation is concerned? Let me read on. And prevail not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. Oh boy, you're going to see where salvation first appeared. I'm going to take us in a circle where it started and where it came back to. And between where it started and where it ended, it's the middle. And we are in the middle to know that salvation is significant, more than salvation of our body. Yeah, some of us want to protect our body. Some of us want to have a good ending in life. See, ending, not continuing. Ending in life. You see, life has an end, but there is a life that does not have an end. That which is going to kind of set foot in heaven. Number 9, and the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, who deceived the whole world. Remember this. He makes nobody to receive anything from heaven. He has no ability to shut down heaven from getting things through, but he has the ability to come and confuse us on earth not to get anything from heaven. And that's why some of you have not availed yourself of the golden salvation that has come to you. This shows, the previous shows have really indicated how important salvation is. But I'm asking you today, how significant, how do you take it personally?
The devil is deceiving.
Would you allow him to deceive you today? After having heard this or heard many of the previous shows, don't do it. And the times we're living in, let me say this, precious ones. The times we're living in are precarious in nature. And you have to have God's salvation than the salvation of a human being. And God, we went for a change, and this change, we've elected a president. Glory to God. And I pray that we will see the very need to elect the president of president, because the natural president has limitation, but the divine president has no limitation at all. So pick one. Hallelujah. See, the joys of victory can last but for a short time. But when the rubber meets the road, everybody jumps ship. That's what has happened to even a sitting president right now. And I hope we don't do the same thing to the incoming president. Because we think, oh, they got the power, they got the ability. No, this guy who deceived the world is in town. You cannot legislate him out. As a matter of fact, our legislators are even taking sides with him to legislate issues that matters to God out of circulation, and that is dangerous. And I want to warn a lot of us with love in my heart not to dare do that. We legislate freedom of speech. We legislate all kinds of things. We legislate reading of the Bible. We legislate calling on the name of Jesus. Stop it. If you're listening to this broadcast right now and you're one of the legislators, I want you to really get ready to make sure that you do not go the other way. It's time to do what's right, pleasing to God. Then he will release a jackpot and we will have economy. Our economy will boom, not doom. Let me read them, because I told you I'm going to take us in a cycle. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The enemy is a devil, is a liar. I declare war against every demonic spirit. I release the power of the blood of Jesus right now. I cover this whole system with the blood of the Lamb of God. I said, clear the way, because God's people are ready to receive and not be deceived. Okay, let's move forward. Glory to God. The deceiver of the whole world, he was cast out into the earth. Hear that. Cast out into the earth. And his angels were cast out with him. Do you hear that? Some of you don't believe that Satan is here. Let me tell you, you better believe. You better believe. Glory to God. Better believe. Let me quickly, I see caller 228 on board. I'm trying to get the switchboard just come alive again. Praise God. And let me open up and just welcome you to this broadcast tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the Lord.
Glory
Hallelujah.
To God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Who may I say has just called in? Just give us your name and tell us where you're calling from.
This is Brother Brian from South Mississippi.
Hey, Brother Bob, how are you?
Oh, praise God, doing great. I'm too blessed to be stressed, brother.
You got it. You got it. You cannot miss a beat with that. You are on the money.
I was just listening, brother. People don't think the devil's out here roaring and going as a roaring lion. Sit back on the sideline and watch him.
Yes. Praise God. So I'm just going through, I'm asking each one listening tonight, how significant is salvation to them? And I want to point out how salvation was so important to the people in heaven, and they could sing and play and rejoice that they got it. But some of us have this opportunity, and we're still in the muck and the mire and not making our way out of the muck and the mire and saying, oh, God, help me, when he's already done with the help. He sent out his son. Let me quickly read through that, and then I'll have you just interject as we go along. And anybody there, maybe on the chat room, you just light up this, the sweet board. We want to know that you are just gleaning in, because these are times to get wealthy and rich. Rich with not just physical, human-made money, but the money, oh, my God, the money that is made from heaven. Glory to God. Father, we thank you. The sweet board is just playing games, but we are not playing games here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We stay you by the power of the blood of Jesus. Okay, quickly let me go in. And he was cast down. He's here. He's been here all of many of thousands of years, I believe now. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven. Now, when you see the word now in the Bible, it indicates eternity. Now, when you hear now, faith is. That means faith is eternal exercise. So many of us are not exercising, going into the eternal exercise. When you use your faith, you're already in eternity. The moment somebody said, Jesus, come into my heart, and they believe it in their heart and confess with their mouth, they're already in eternity. It's also a matter of being there physically. But right in the spirit, you are there, even though you're still on earth. It says, saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ, for the accuser of the brethren is cast down, who accuseth them before our God day and night. My God, this guy is busy. Number 11, and they overcame him by the power, by the blood of the Lamb. You see, the blood, literally, God did it all set, but we had to have the manifestation on earth. But these people were using the blood. How many of us are using the blood today to overcome Satan? The blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. What testimony do we have today? We have to have the testimony of Jesus Christ, not testimony of anything else, of a politician. Testimony of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. And the love not their lives unto death. Good, good, good. You see? They're laying their life for the one who gave them salvation. Even believers today are not laying their lives for the one who gave them salvation. You're still struggling with your life to keep your old life. How could you get two lives together? The old takes away the new, or the new takes away the old. Pick one. Amen. Go ahead, man of God, and say something.
Well, brother, I tell you, over there where it says you pick up your cross and follow me,
yes,
that means completely self-denial. That means completely. If you, whatever you've got to do, if it's living for God or if it's dying for Christ, you've got to do that. He died for us. He laid the perfect example. We have to follow in his footsteps if we want to make it. He said only the perfect will inherit the kingdom of God. He said, what I'm saying, he said, be ye perfect, for I am perfect. And we
Amen.
Can only be perfect through the blood of Jesus Christ, brothers and sisters. That I don't care what some of people might say, the only name given under heaven where we might receive salvation is no other name other than of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
My brother is telling you, the devil is running rapid throughout the world. He's attacking our children, our young people, even people, elderly minds, is coming down with things that, my God, our forefathers never even dreamed of. Because the devil is running wild, like the brother just preached out of Revelation 12.
My God, my God. Praise God.
Yes, my dear, that's the truth.
See, it's no time to joke, people of God. It's no time. You're listening to this show. It's not an accident. God does not create accidents. He creates incidents to give you opportunity to come along, come aboard. Hallelujah. Time to come aboard. You know, salvation. Now, let me just go on. This thing is just coming and going. That's okay. We'll overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Weapons of warfare. How many believers are using these great weapons of warfare? The word of God, which becomes our testimony, and the blood of Jesus, which becomes the bleach that takes away every sin, past, present, and the future. Glory to God. So let me read on. Hallelujah. We overcome them. Now, it said, number 12, therefore rejoice, ye heavens. Now, I said salvation started in heaven. It's just not here. So if the heavens folks could be so appreciative and lay down their life for the one who gave them salvation, the word gave them salvation, how about us today? We are just playing games. I think we're pursuing the material more than the spirit. That's why people are not concerned about it. And we just went through the polls and elected a new, wonderful president. And we believe that the Lord God will put his hand on him and he will not overturn the things that pleases God the most. He will not dare do that, not by anybody's counsel, but by the counsel of the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And I will pray that I will adjure every believer. Some of you, I don't know if you voted or not. Some of you may have been confused. It's time to be very clarified. Some of you may have said, oh, you belong to the Republican Party or belong to the Democrat Party, and because those that are on handling the hem of affairs did not perform right, and therefore you shuddered. No, belong to the party of Jesus. That is far above partisan politics. That's all what we're called to do. Belong to the party of Jesus, the party of righteousness. Number 12, therefore rejoice, O ye heavens, ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that his but a short time. Even in the midst of this, precious ones, there's a short time allotted to the devil. So don't think he's going to be forever and think you're going to follow him. Some of you are in the occult world, and he's giving you rejected powers that are still active. And then it makes you feel you're a super person, witchcraft, ouija boards, and all kinds of things. You better decline them right away, quickly, and get salvation. And look at the people in heaven. They are rejoicing. They are singing. They are praising Christ Jesus. And those of us here are not doing nothing. So it's time, precious ones. It's time. Get on board. The train is about to take off. So get aboard today. If you're not born again, get born again, because what's going to come on this world has not been ever seen. The Bible says it's not even the beginning of sorrows. So if it's not the beginning of sorrow, that must be troubling. You know, and look at the recession that is all hitting the whole earth. People are finding it difficult. So it's now for each one of you. I did a show with a man of God from Nashville to detailing some things that are going to happen in the coming months. And watch out. That's why, believers, I'm adjuring you with love to start praying. Pray. Your prayer, heaven is listening to hearken. Send reports to heaven. We are divine reporters. Glory to God. We are divine reporters. The switchboard is just doing something else here. That's okay. I got rabble kushkira da ba ba ba. Hallelujah. Sweet Lord has not just given me a moment to see what's going on. Anybody who has come in, I'm just trying to get the sweet book come back on. But anyhow, just listen to me, and in a short moment, we're gonna take a musical break. Glory to God, musical break. So that's what has happened. If the people in heaven would so much appreciate what Jesus has done, we on the earth should better be also.
Amen.
Because yes, go ahead, man.
I tell you, brother, it says right here, and when the dragon saw that he was cast unto earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child. Now, let me explain to you. The man-child is the 144,000 which Satan cannot defeat. Sealed with the Holy Spirit.
Mm.
Brother and sister, if you seal with the Holy Spirit, stand your ground. The devil cannot kill what the Holy Ghost has filled.
Hallelujah.
Listen to me. The devil can't kill what the Holy Ghost has filled. Stand your ground. You've got to look that devil in the eye yourself. And you said, Buster, at Calvary, you were brought down to nothing, and you're still nothing. You've got the power of God in you, the royal blood of Jesus is flowing through your veins. He said, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpion over all the power of the devil, so nothing by any means will hurt you. Stand your ground, brothers and sisters.
That's it. Some of you who have gotten salvation, don't play around with it. There's no need that salvation giving among men. Giving among men. My man shall be some of you with many other names. Yeah, let me say this. No name sticks around like the name of Jesus. What is written is written in the book of Acts. Let's see it quickly. Hallelujah. Acts of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit was just giving the word there. Fourth word. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, you. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to a program that's hosted by Evangelist Lloyd and Betty Yearwood. This is Apostle Victor A., the Song of Alp Celebration Net Talk Show, sitting in for this good man of God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 4, verse 2, neither is there salvation in any order, not because when a president comes in or when somebody we elected comes in and starts giving us all what we desire, and that's salvation. That's a temporal salvation. It doesn't go long. Financial salvation doesn't go long. Today we have the three giants, auto giants. They're looking for salvation. They're begging for salvation, financial salvation. And when they get it, and as a matter of fact, they're asking them, what are you going to do with the salvation we're going to give to you? Are you going to spend it? You're going to let it go aground? See, most people get their salvation of all forms of healing, salvation, healing, or deliverance, and can't keep it because Satan is still logging around. He's not gone yet. He has a short time, but that short time, he's still around here. Look at, see, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. That is very, very true. No other name. And these brethren in heaven did not use any other name. I want to just take some a moment and then get into a musical, just musical moment right now. Take a break.
I'm
Wonderful, wonderful. That's a beautiful piece right there that says even though things are dark, well, because we're going to see a lot more darker days coming. Darker days are now for believers who have super sight. Bible says that the eyes of your understanding be enlightened, the spirit of wisdom and revelation come upon you, that you can see things clearly when nobody is saying. And that's the eyesight that was lost in the Garden of Eden. That's one number one salvation. Your eyes. Blind Bartimaeus said, Jesus met him and said, would you have me to do for you? He said, I'm specifically, sometimes we're not specific in our prayer, prayers. He said, specifically, I want my sight. I don't want a car. I don't want a house. I want sight. And Solomon said, I want insight. Wisdom. How many of you are desiring this kind of salvation? And it can be yours today. Today. If you only will believe. Yes, you may be facing an uphill task. Some of you may be going through financial upheavals and some of you are about to lose house. Let me say this. God is shaking everywhere because we've been stubborn, not freely wanting to go to him without some hassle, but because we in America and around the world are not heeding his call. And what happened? He will send Satan to come and call us by force. Some of you, when he calls, Satan comes to call, you answer his call. No, when he calls you, like Eli said to Samuel, when next you hear, don't come to me, go to him. I know Satan would not love to do that. He would say, come to me, I'll give you what you're looking for. But for how long? For a short time. Short salvation is not what we're looking for, eternal salvation. You're going to go with me right now to the next place that portrays what happened in Revelation chapter 19. And from 1, I said, after this, look at this circle completes here. And after these things, I heard a great voice of many people in heaven saying, hallelujah, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. Wow, he started it. He has ended it back in the grandstand. Don't miss that grandstand. Don't miss it for anything, not for drinking, not for smoking, not for fornication, not for thrill. I know the particular religion says, well, if you live for a particular God here by the name of Allah, you die and go to heaven and have 70 virgins for just fornication or sexual intercourse. That's nowhere to be found. That's a fallacy from the devil. He's a deceiver. Don't let him deceive you today. If you're listening to this broadcast around the world, in the Middle East, just get ready to receive and not get deceived. And then true and righteous are his judgments. You want salvation? You're going to get it, and you get true and righteous are his judgment. For he had judged the great harlot. You know, judgment came upon the devil. The Bible, Jesus said, I beheld Satan falling from heaven like lightning. That guy was judged way back, kicked out, and his fall should not be broken. Let him keep dropping. Hallelujah. Let him keep dropping. Numbers, righteous and judgment, the hallowed, who did corrupt the earth. You hear that? This is after his whole ordeal with her fornication. Now, what is fornication? Illegal sexual intercourse with unmarried people. The unmarried with the unmarried, or the married with the unmarried. Either way, unpermitted, unlicensed sexual intercourse. Sexual intercourse is permitted between husband and wife. Now, the intimacy that God is talking, he wants to have intimacy with us. Jesus says, we are the bride, the church is the bride, or Israel is the bride, whatever. You know, but we belong to him. He should have access into our spirit. And that's the easy way. So open up your spirit. Let him come in. You'll be able to live on top when things are below. Hallelujah. Fornication. And has avenged the blood of his there at her hand. And again, they said, hallelujah. And her smoke rose up forever and ever. Ooh, this guy is smoking now. He pushes people to smoke, but now himself is smoking. And the 24 elders and 4 living creatures fell down and worshiped God that sat on the throne, saying, amen, hallelujah. And a voice came out of the throne, saying, praise our God, all his servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great. I heard the voice of great multitude, and like the voice of many waters, and like the voice of mighty peals of thunder, saying, hallelujah, for God, the Lord our God, omnipotent, reigneth it. Hallelujah. Jesus. You see what I say? This is a final analysis of it all. So don't miss out as this cycle goes around. Salvation from heaven came to the earth after for man to gain that salvation, and so that Satan will be kicked down because he has no salvation. He knows he can't get it back. And then make it all the way up to heaven. All the way up. And here we saw. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Man of God, I want you to come in here bravely as we go forward.
Well, brother, I tell you, it said, let us be glad and rejoice. I mean, when you receive Jesus in your heart, you are rejoicing. You're glad. You walk around. You're a happy Christian. The devil is defeated out of your life. You have power over him. You can. The only thing about a Christian that the devil knows anything about is the bottom of your foot where you kicking knots on that rascal's head.
That's correct. That's very correct. You're listening to this broadcast now. Some of you may be logging in just lately, is joining us at the chat room. Just let us see you on the switchboard. Thank God the Lord's anointing is holding the switchboard now. I can see when you come on, I can see you. You're listening to this wonderful show today. We're asking the question, how significant is this salvation? I showed you how significant this salvation was to the people in heaven. before we even got this one here. And now look at how the whole cycle comes right back up in heaven, ending in heaven, started in heaven, came to the earth, dealing with that. That's all that cycle is, to deal with the devil from heaven to the earth and back to heaven and kick him forever to the place where his smoke will be peeling up day after day after day after day, eternal day, forever. So don't you be left out. And let me say this. Many of us are looking to our politicians. Thank God for our politicians. Some of them don't know the Lord, and I pray that they come to know him. Whether Democrat or Republicans, it's time to know the Lord, because he's the one who holds all things. The book of Haggai to tells me that silver is his, gold is his, and he's shaking everything. Some of you blame a sitting president right now that he spent money and did this. I'm telling you, we will know afterwards what God used this man to do, because I was given a mandate personally to walk with him, to stand and begin to speak to his life. And I spoke to his life for almost 8 years now. We got communicating back and forth. Prophetically, I give words to him, and they come to pass. And I see them for myself. Before 9/11, there was a prophetic word I sent to him. The Lord told me to send to him, and it came to pass after 9/11. So, ladies and gentlemen, let us know that your faith should not be on anything else. The song was saying, your faith, my faith, should be upon the word of God, because it's going to be darker. It's going to be darker. So
our faith should be nothing less but Jesus Christ and his righteousness. That's it, brother.
Amen. I tell you, man of God, you just concord with that. That's wonderful. I don't know how many of you out there are just going through, you don't know what to do, you've tried all kinds of things and everything is falling apart. The reason is why it's falling apart is that there's a book written by a literature professor back in Nigeria, Chinu Achebe. He's dead now. He said, things fall apart, the sinner cannot hold. Things falling apart because the center is not holding. What's the center? The center of man is the spirit. And some of you don't know that you're not a blob of flesh. And that flesh cannot receive salvation. Permanent salvation. You could receive temporal salvation. Maybe you go to the doctor and heals you. He operates you and takes that cancer or tumor. It's for a time. Some of you get these things recall again. That the real salvation, where you get yourself freed from the clutches of sin, it happens in the spirit. That's why you and I need Jesus. Bible says, if my word abide in you, you abide in me, things will go forward. He said, let the word of God, Christ, dwell in you richly. You see, when you're rich, then you can apply the word of God like you have money in your bank. You can buy what you want. When you have the word of God in the center, your spirit, you can get anything. Bible says, if my word abide in you and you abide in me, you can ask anything. How many of you want to get out of your bind? First of all, you have to be in league with the King of Salvation, Jesus Christ. You have to be. There's no two ways about it. Some of you may have been in church for quite a while and say, well, my mama brought me to church, I grew in church. But the church, you are not. You're talking about a building? Talking about an organization? As a matter of fact, organizations have organized the Spirit of God out of operation. Organization. It has to be an organism. And for it to be an organism, that means there's a spirit inside that, and then it makes it to become an organism. Organizing the spirit out is dangerous. Go ahead. Hello? Go ahead.
Yes, brother, I tell you, I was just thinking here, I have an invitation. invitation to marriage supper of the Lamb, brother, let me tell you something. It's no sin going to be there. It's going to be perfect. You're going to be lined up with the Word of God. And, brother, sister, it's not a hard thing. People say this is a hard old way. They're wrong. Jesus said, my burden is light. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. Come unto me and find you rest. Come learn of me. I'm meek and lowly. That don't sound like it's hard to me, brother.
Mm-mm. The hardest thing, he took care of it. The hardest
thing,
how to get out of the clutches of sin. And he bruised his head. When you bruise somebody's head, you take away all the power he has. He did. And people are still under the influence of it.
Yes.
It's time. Let's get out. You listen to this wonderful program. It's hosted by none other than Evangelist Lloyd and Betty Yearwood. I'm filling in today. Praise God. Yes. So I was saying that some of you have been in church. I was saying that some of you have been in church for quite some time, and you claim that to be a part of righteousness. No, not. That's not righteousness. Righteousness is you becoming a child of God by being born again. You open your heart and let Jesus come in. All right. So let's move forward. Hello?
Hello?
Praise the Lord.
Okay, brother. I got this scripture. We've gotten just a little bit. Listen, let your heart not be troubled. You believe in God, believe so in me. He said, me and the Father are one. In my Father's house are many mansions, not rooms, not dwelling places, but mansions. The Bible means what it says and says what it means. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself. And where I am, there you also may be. And whether I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas said unto him, brother, I'm building up what you said before I go. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we knoweth not whither thou goest. And how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, now listen, brothers and sisters, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me.
Wonderful.
If you had known me, you should have known my Father also. And from henceforth you know him and have seen him. How plain could it be? He is the Father.
Praise God. Praise God. Ladies and gentlemen, what else do you have to say? It's all concluded. Concluded in heaven before even landed the earth. This salvation thing is real.
Amen.
I don't know. Will not want to be saved. I don't know who will not want to be saved from a burning building. Nobody will want to stay in a burning building and be burnt. But please, it's time to get out. We have a few more minutes, and I'm going to make sure that you access into this place. Hallelujah. You have access. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, anyhow, somebody wants to talk? Hello?
Yeah. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, except for us. Jesus said to him, have I been so long a time with you, and yet you know me not? That's just like the people in this world. Jesus said, you know, the heart of the Father is God. The face of God is Jesus Christ. The voice of God is the Holy Spirit. The hand of God is the church reaching out to the lost. Brother, let me tell you, Jesus is right here amongst us, recognizing, come in contact with him. Get saved today. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Amen. I know that some of you who are sick, some of you who need some prayer, we're going to take some time. And usher you in to the blessing of the Lord. Don't stay out. Glory to God. Yes, yes, yes. It's time to be in, not out. The Bible says, anyone who is in Christ, he becomes a new creature, all things are passed away. I want to just use a brief moment to tell you about a show that is every Wednesday. Glory to God. And to get to our site is www.blogtalkradio.com/HOCB radio. H for Harry, O for Orange, C for Charlie, B for Bravo Radio, one word. And that will be about 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on Wednesday night. So some of you could just come on and just go to the site. There's a lot of things that we're doing. Anyhow, because of the shortness of our time, I want to give somebody opportunity to accept Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior. If that is not done, this show is not complete. And also we're going to pray for those who are sick in the body, who need anything from the hand of God. He's about to do it, because salvation goes into many. Number one is the spirit, soul, and body. The Bible says, I wish above all things that you might prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Glory to God. Is there anyone out there who wants to give their life to Jesus? I want you to pray with us this way. Say, Father, I do not want to waste any more time. Today, I've heard enough of your word, and I'm making a decision. And this decision is to accept your son who died, rose again, and is about to come back for me. Lord, I'm sorry for all the sin that I committed, the ones that I know and the one that I do not know. Father, I thank you right now for the blood of Jesus that washes me clean. I believe in my heart and confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. I, by faith, receive my salvation. Thank you, Father God, because I know your word is true. In Jesus' name, glory to God. Reverend Bob,
go ahead, Bob.
Yeah. I want you to pray for those who are in need, those who are sick in the body. Just talk to God on your behalf right now. I want you to open up and receive. Don't get deceived. Receive this prayer that is about to be offered on your behalf.
Brother and sister, let me tell you, we have something down under the fifth rib. It's called the Holy Spirit. When you put this power to work, the devil take a vacation out of town, the demons back up and scream. This is called the power of the Holy Spirit. My God, but you can't get over and say, well, mama had this disease, daddy had this disease, I'm bound to have it. My God, you're a new creature with a new future. Get up and praise God and shake that sickness off and tell the devil he is a liar. You're not accepting this. I don't care what it is. Jesus said, I come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. My God, trust in God. Trust in God. Trust in God. Let the blood of Jesus heal you. My God, you don't have to be sick. You don't have to be broke. I've tried broke, I don't like it. I tried sick, and I don't like it. Praise God, I'm walking with my God. Go ahead, brother.
Hallelujah. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I know we have a few more minutes left. I know some of you who were, you know, calling, you haven't done that, but anyhow, you can go back to the archives and listen to all that has been spoken, because you need this word for the next the days we have ahead. So I thank God for Reverend and Sister Betty Yearwood, who gave me the opportunity to come aboard today, and thank God for the man of God, Reverend Bob, who just joined me, and I know many other ones been able to join me, but I appreciate your act of coming. The Lord bless you, and I know let his face shine on you and give you shalom. Glory to God. We thank God. We bless you. And this before we go, I wanted us to pray for Reverend Yearwood and the wife. I had earlier prayed for a miracle of healing, and that's in progress already. But we're going to just thank God for the victory, thank God for the strengthening, thank God for the power and the anointing that is coming upon their lives, for the great work ahead that is being set for them. Glory to God. Ladies and gentlemen, again, this is Apostle Victor Abelson of our Celebration Talk Show. Also, on the Blog Talk Radio, you can go to our web site and then listen. And then don't fail to join us on Wednesday night at 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We love you, and we know that God is just gearing up to do you good more than you can ever imagine. So do not count yourself out. Count the devil out. You count him. Stain. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. So we're going to just go out with another music. Glory to God. Again, ladies and gentlemen, the curtain is about to be drawn. I know you were blessed. And send some email, Reverend Yearwood, and tell them how you enjoyed the show. Let's know. Some of you can rate the show as well. Lord bless you. We know that we're waiting for the final salvation, remember? From heaven to the earth and back to heaven. So don't miss any of those rounds. Amen. Lord bless you. Man of God, God bless you. Thank you for joining me.
God bless you, brother. And God bless you, brothers and sisters.
Amen.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's where the curtain draws. Join us same time, same frequency. The Lord bless you, and I hope to see you more. Amen. Bye-bye.